91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing.
It's in projection, shaded shroud. I know these aren't dreams I can choose, but now it's something I can lose. Now everything is so damn real. Now I can see and I can feel, and I don't care that it gets rough. It's worth the wait and I'm standing up.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Stereo Telescope with Lighthouse and Satan's Tool Shed from Black Tie. Now we're going to hear something from Sarah Blacker.
My sheets, fingering my fire and we tried to do it right. She quit Mother Nature gave you, 'cause she's always been a dancer. Oh, yeah. Just because she had a reason. So if you need me, I'll be somewhere not far from you. These nights we stay awake later, our hair is growing longer and we would rather laugh. Warm air, our voices make the leaves dance. We thank what we believe in for midsummer's magic chance.
Are you ever satisfied?
No, I'm never satisfied.
Are you ever satisfied?
No, I'm never satisfied.
Are you ever satisfied?
No, I'm never satisfied.
His hands are bigger than mine, and his is bigger than mine, and theirs is better than mine is, and theirs are better than mine. His hands are bigger than mine, and his is bigger than mine, and theirs is better than mine is, and theirs are better than mine.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. So we're here with Idle Pilot.
Hello.
Hi.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name's Evan.
And I'm Mike. And there's actually a third one of us, Alex, who isn't here tonight, but
he's a cross between the two of you. He looks like...
He's like both of us combined.
Yeah.
So he's a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Big dude. Like just added together, not combined.
Yeah, if we were like standing on each other's shoulders, we'd be Alex.
We'd be about his height.
Must be hard for him to shop.
Yeah, shop, play shows.
I need more armholes.
Yeah. Three at last.
Lots of ordering stuff online, probably.
Yeah, big and tall, you know, it's his outlet.
Yeah, so let's talk about your new album.
So the new album is called You Are Presently Looking Upwards. It's got 12 tracks on it, and 6 of them are Mike playing guitar and doing his thing, and 6 of them are our giant friend Alex, which we were just talking about.
So they we actually write the songs, split them right down the middle. I write 6, he writes 6, so it's a nice mix of our own styles, but they both are really, really similar.
And where did you guys record?
So we recorded with our friend Keith Gentile. He plays in a band called The Fake Boys, and his studio is called Labyrinth Audio. So they're over in Bedford, but currently in like a
nice town.
Hiatus. Yeah, unfortunately he has to like move around right now. He's in the middle of like finding a new studio and a new place to, you know, settle down in.
Mm-hmm.
So we were lucky enough to like get in there before he closed shop, so to speak, to get this record done. He did our previous record as well, Mondegreen.
All right, so let's hear a track. I have, track number, what is it? How about track 2? We can do track 2. So, what do you guys think?
Well, you know, they got something going on there. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah?
What do you think?
Is it a je ne sais quoi?
Ooh. I don't know. That's a warm one. What do you think, Mike?
I took Spanish in high school, so I don't know.
Or is it a huh? Huh?
It could be an but it's really up to whoever. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
You're saying it's subjective?
Yeah, I'd say it's very subjective.
Yeah.
It's certainly, piece-worthy, for sure. You know, you can pull, you know, pick and choose what you like, so to speak, out of it. That's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quick. So you got to play it again to get it all.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, what was that?
Yeah,
let me listen to that again.
Yeah, you know.
That was good. Oh, what was that?
Yeah.
Listen to that again.
We're really proud with the album because the album is sequenced really well. Like, the last album, we just sort of put it together, and it was our first official, like, full release. So we were like, all right, let's record this thing. Like, let's get it done.
Couldn't wait to get it out.
Right. And then
we'll write the songs later. We'll just get, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty, you know, put it out, I mean, first. Honestly, I think the lyrics were written, like, most of the time, right before the songs were finished, like, recording lyrics.
I think you might have written a few lines in the studio.
Yeah.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah, right. So it was just, like, you know, really quick on the fly stuff. And so we put it out, and it didn't really have a sequence. Like, we sent it off for mastering, and it was like, oh, okay. He basically asked us, like, what's your sequence? And we said, like, I don't know. You do whatever. So once he burned us, like, he burned us a CD when we went over there, some of the things lined up, and we were like, oh, cool. Like, we'll just use this. Like,
yeah,
no
half
problem.
The work was done for us.
So with this album, we actually had a list, and when we put it all together, hopefully when everyone listens to it, when it releases at the end of the month, you can hear the cohesiveness, you know, from track one all the way to track 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try to put a little bit more time and thought into it and really do it justice, and I think we got pretty close to it.
I'd say so. I mean, we definitely used a lot of elements that were sort of foreign to our band in terms of, like, we're sort of an abrasive band. We're always the wild card when we play shows. It's like, oh yeah, you guys are super loud. Yeah, we know, sorry. You know, that kind of thing. So with the album we recorded, you know, we used acoustic guitars on one of the tracks. There's a whole track with brushes in the beginning on the drums. Just like lots of guitar tracks just all over the place. So the tonality is just, you know, all very, very much encompassing, so to speak. But, you know, still very much out of our element.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in an album way.
All right. So you guys have a show here. Like, I see a Doug McCormick poster with this person, as I think, would have trouble shopping.
She's a beaut. I mean, you know,
she's got
this,
four arms.
This goes right to our big and tall.
But she managed to get three of them through one sleeve hole.
Yeah,
so it's pretty good.
Yeah, she looks kind of proud of that, actually.
Yeah, she's got her balloons too.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to be in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's at Uncharted in Lowell. It's on May 27th. It's actually the first date of a little tour that we're going to be going on. It's also the official release of the album you guys just started listening to. So
some people might not know what Uncharted is. Can you tell us about Uncharted?
So Uncharted is a really cool, it's a newer venue up in Lowell. It's up on Market Street, right next to the Blue Shamrock and right down the street from the Last Safe and Deposit. So it's very, very easy to get to area in Lowell. A guy runs it by the name of Mike Daly. Mike Daly, he basically, from what I understand, he just sort of gets rein of the venue after 9 p.m. But in the daytime, it's an art space. So they do month-to-month artists. So, like, you know, for example, like Doug, you know, who you mm-hmm. know, he might even be able to take a month and all of his artwork is up for a month. Mm-hmm. And so they do that each month, which is really cool. And then at 9 or 9:30 or whatever it is, right after that time, they start up shows. So they'll take the front of the venue, and they'll take the chairs and stuff, and they'll let the band set up there. Mm-hmm. But it's really nice because they have pizza there, they have craft beer, stuff like that. So, you know, it's sort of a good time for everyone. And plus, I think they also have other, like, good items on the menu that aren't just necessarily pizza. Like, that, I saw somebody eating sandwiches the other day when I dropped some flyers off. So
sandwiches? They have those in Lowell?
Yeah, sandwiches. I've only had a sandwich
like
once before. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
something about bread. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get my hands clean.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find something to, you know, keep my lunch.
Is that like a burrito?
It's like a burrito, but without the toothpick. I mean, do they put toothpicks in burritos?
No, they
only
don't.
Only like hipster burritos.
Okay,
right.
So yeah,
and they have like artisanal toothpicks. They might have like a little cinnamon.
Do they at least have like
cinnamon with the like jalapeno kind of flavor?
Okay.
To
yeah,
the
I like
toothpick.
This, I like this.
Yeah,
jalapenos, as they're you know, called in the native tongue.
Yeah,
of course. So, you know, we're doing the show over on the 27th at Uncharted. Our friends in Think Tank from Brooklyn, Glacier, who is from Lowell, and Horse Mode, who's also from Lowell, will be joining us. The show is free, which is awesome. As we said, it is our release for the show, of the album, and we're doing a little tour kickoff all the way down to North Carolina.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come down and pick up a CD.
And then follow us, like the Grateful Dead or something like
we
that.
We got tapes, too, cassette Ooh. Tapes for the hipster crowd, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if we're on the topic of
that,
you know.
Are they, like, ironically recorded?
In what? Like, what? Like, I recorded them only through tape?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's hipster, it has to be something has to be ironic.
Or it was so cool you didn't know about it before, right?
Yeah.
It's ironic because you can't go buy a cassette player to actually play the thing.
Someone actually had said that to me yesterday at the show. We played at the Great Scott last night, and one of the guys was like, you know, I really want to buy a tape, but I have nothing to listen to it on. And then he looked at me and he was like, do you have anything to listen to your tapes on? And I was like, well yeah, like we have a label, like we do tapes, so I would hope that we could listen to some of the material before we send it out.
We should go find a Radio Shack that's going out of business and like raid the dumpster and sell cassette players with all the tapes.
Do you think they still have tape players?
Oh, maybe in someone's basement somewhere.
I mean, Radio Shack's basically like a Sprint store now, from what I understand. You walk in there and they're like, hey, you want a phone? And you're like, I'm looking for car parts here. Little, you know, radio parts, things like that. Yeah, I don't know. Radio Shack.
All right, so let's hear another track off the album.
Sure.
So how about is track 9 good?
Track 9 is good.
They're all good.
They're all good.
Well, you guys know what I mean by
it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's family friendly. Yep.
If I should wait and whip the mundane and the flag.
heavy.
Nice.
We try. I mean, it's one of the heavier ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell me if you didn't.
He's obligated to say yes.
He's not obligated. No,
I can say what. This is freeform radio.
So that's what I mean. Like, you know, you can be like, nah, you know, that wasn't.
I can be like, you know, I wasn't listening to it. I was listening to something else in these headphones.
I hated it. You guys need to leave.
Silent disco thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you guys gotta. I don't know. You guys gotta finish this up. Wasn't so hot.
Go back to the studio.
I don't know. Yeah, right. Do another one next time. Next album.
So you want to talk about the tour?
Yeah,
let's talk about the tour.
So let's tell the folks out on Freeform Radio. So as you guys know, 527, we're doing Lowell at Uncharted with Glacier, Horse Mode, and Think Tank. The next day we'll be in Connecticut, and this is a first for us. We're playing a bakery. Have you ever played at a bakery?
I didn't even know we were playing in a bakery. That's pretty crazy.
So there you go. So
there's a room at the Middle East they call the bakery, but it's not a bakery. It's just like a room that has bands.
That's misleading.
Really? What
I think
what
maybe it used to be a bakery before they bought it or something.
We've never gotten to play the Middle East.
I have not seen anybody baking anything in there.
Any breads or cookies.
I think I have seen people that were baked.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I think the bakery. Yeah. I see. Okay, now I see what we're doing. So we're playing 528 in Connecticut at a place called D'Orazio's Bakery, and that's going to be with our friends also from Brooklyn, Think Tank, a band called Salad Fingers, and a band called Wasso. After that, we're going to be hitting Philly with a band called Coronal Mass Injection. And Think Tank again.
Yeah, Think Tank's coming to a few of the shows with us. We actually played with them last summer on a little 4-day tour that was really, really fun.
It was a lot of fun because we didn't have to drive.
Yeah.
So we had the luxury of a friend of ours, you know, a mutual friend from Think Tank. His friend Jesse plays in a band called Jukebox the Ghost. Jukebox the Ghost
has
played.
Good band,
yeah, that's
they've been on Letterman.
It's very catchy. But they've played on Letterman, and they're pretty big, so to speak. So we just so happened to choose the tour dates, you know, the 4-day tour. We chose the dates on a day where Jukebox the Ghost had just come off tour, and the drummer had nothing to do. So he...
Was he wearing a t-shirt that said nothing to do?
I wish he was. You know what? I think
he definitely
the next time
looked,
I see Jesse,
he was dressed like he, you know, he was playing the part like he had nothing to do.
For sure. I mean, he lives above a coffee shop in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know, he comes out and he's like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, hey, you're the driver, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So getting to my story, he was nice enough to let us drive around in his Mercedes Sprinter, and all we had to do was pay for tolls, gas, and like feed him coffee. And he didn't say a word
he
about it.
He eats coffee?
He physically eats it.
Cup and everything.
Like, I buy him the pound, and I give it to him, and he just, you know, it's like...
Does he use chopsticks, or...
No, just...
Or a funnel? Up,
you know,
like
just
a funnel?
Hand. No funnel needed. Just, you know, straight up going with the hand, just pulling right in. So, that was Jesse. Jesse was very nice to me.
Yeah, if you're listening, Jesse, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesse. I don't think he is, but...
But, you know, sometime... You'll hear this in the future, I swear.
All right, let's rapid fire the other shows.
So, yeah, after that, we're going down to North Carolina, which is our big one. That's, like, sort of the furthest we've been. That's like the Sly Grog Lounge. We're having a little bit of trouble booking some dates between the next two on 531 and 6-1. We're looking at basically just traveling back from North Carolina back up to Brooklyn.
Yeah, maybe we'll just find some places to eat instead of playing music.
We're pretty much, like, turning our tour into an eatery as well. That kind of thing, you know. We eat like kings sometimes, mostly on
tour. Fat, too. That helps.
Yeah. After that, we're going back to Brooklyn to actually play where Brooklyn, where Think Tank actually lives. We're going to be playing...
Like in their apartment?
I wish. No, that would be great.
I don't think you could fit a drum kit in their apartment, never mind a whole band.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of apartment it's called, but it's just like super narrow, and that's like a thing in Brooklyn.
Just a hallway.
Just have like, yeah, it's basically a hallway with a kitchen in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of strange. But we're playing with Think Tank and a band called Drunken Sufis in...
Sufis, I think.
Yeah, Sufis. I'm not exactly sure. But they're wild. I've heard some of their recordings, and they're just a crazy, crazy noise band. After that, we're hitting Jersey, and that's it.
Yeah, then we'll be home, probably sleep for a couple days.
Yeah, sleep for a couple days, we'll talk to each other for like a week, we'll practice for a week, and then we'll be back at it to write more songs and put out another album soon after
Play
that.
Play a lot more shows in the local area.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear one of those instrumental tracks.
Yeah, so this is one that Alex wrote. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Al.
It's got a little bit of drum brushes, just kind of outside the box stuff for us. So, you know, I hope you guys like it. It's a little bit slower, a little less abrasive.
But it gets abrasive, maybe.
Let's go. So what's up with that weird sound that was like on the intro of the track?
So it was a bunch of bored scientists decided to record the electromagnetic waves coming off of the planet Saturn. and change it into sound waves, and it's like a
tech. Were they supposed to be doing that?
I don't know. Probably not.
Was it in their statement of work?
They were definitely using government time.
Definitely not SOP.
For their own.
What are you guys doing? Well, we're like making sounds with planets.
We're doing science. Leave us alone.
We're making science. In the form of sound, at least. You know?
But yeah, we stole a little bit of that off of like a 10-hour clip on YouTube.
Yeah, thankfully we didn't put the 10-hour version on.
Yeah, it'd be a long
hour. Yeah, that would have really dominated the... It would have dominated the album.
It might have. I mean,
we'd have to press it on like 12 CDs, like a book set.
Imagine like a DVD.
Like a 12 CD set. Like, oh, it's a super deluxe edition of You Are Presently Looking Upwards.
Just the one song.
With the 10-hour planet sound.
Yeah, so
it's
quite
scary.
Let's remind folks again of the show.
Oh, yes. Okay, so May 27th at Uncharted on Market Street. We're playing a free show.
In Lowell. Come on down, eat some pizza,
drink
some
beers. It's good to know which town the show is in.
It is.
Unless people are like really good at finding stuff.
You can just type Uncharted into Google. It might come up. Or probably that game.
And just GPS.
Yeah, maybe
the
GPS.
Game. GPS would probably be better.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're playing a free show. And it's the release of our new album, You're Presently Looking Upwards. And come on down. It's going to be an awesome time. And it's our tour kickoff. So come follow us. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. Or you can just come pick up the CD. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're just going to be hanging out.
That's what we'll be doing if you want to join us.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck on the tour.
Thanks. You, sir.
Swim the depths, and we hope for the best. But you don't wear a dress, the dress wears you, the dress wears you. That is only half full, hacked up to the hips on a balcony.